Hi, I'm Richard Molden, also R. Molden on Twitter. The last few weeks I've been experimenting and doing a Follow Friday review, sometimes individually, sometimes as a segment. But this week I'm doing it just as a Follow Friday weekly review for the 12th of June, 2009. And I'm going to post, being very short of time this week, I'm going to post my Follow Fridays using the Twitter tag project, and it automatically works out who you've interacted with during the week, and in order, I think. But so I'm just going to go through this list and pick out a few people to talk about. If I don't include you, it'll probably come up next week. I'd like to also, I'm going to post with it something that says your name. So if you want to retweet it, put your name in and I'll retweet it again. It's on a non-guarantee basis because I'm not sure how much time I'll have to do it. But I'll do my best. Okay, so just before I go anywhere, I'd just like to start with Red Shoe Artist, who's been encouraging me to do these audio posts. So that's R-E-D-S-H-O-E-A-R-T-I-S-T. She's a lot of fun, well worth following. So that's Red Shoe Artist. The top of the list here today is Fizzy Duck. Fizzy's always funny. That's F-I-Z-Z-Y-D-U-C-K. Lots of one-liners, lots of puns, and generally entertaining. Also, Elissa D. That's E-L-Y-S-S-A, capital D. Alyssa's fun, sparkling, always witty, tweets a lot, but great quality. She also has a very readable and very well-written blog. In fact, I think she's got two, but well worth reading. That's Alyssa D. Also, Lindale41, who's probably one of my oldest friends on here. That's Lindale41. And importantly, Model Suppliers. That's Anita Nelson. That's Modelsuppliers. And great tweets. Fun, bubbly, vivacious, funny. Well worth following. Robert Bland, always interesting information, great tweets. That's R-O-B-E-R-T-B-L-A-N-D. Robert's in Auckland, always relevant, always great tweets, worth following. Today, special mention to Suzanne H-I-H. Suzanne runs a, that's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E-H-I-H. Suzanne runs a pop culture site called Housewife in Hollywood. It's there were two interesting things this week. Suzanne was interviewed for a podcast, which you should be able to find on her site, off her Twitter page. And also she had a great article today on the Sherman Brothers, who did most of the Disney movies from Mary Poppins onward. Okay, a special mention to Silhouette VA. That's S-I-L-H-O-U-E-T-T-E-V-A. He was going to send the army out, and I'm going to keep it really short because I'm going to run out of space. Paul, where are you, Paul? Can't see you now, but Paul Mason, 10353, I'm lost. Well, next week, Paul, sorry. And Kerry McInnery, who's been off to see Billy Ocean and at the invitation of the band. She can sing, and she's a lot of fun. That's K-E-R-I-M-C-I-N-E-R-N-E-Y. Okay, till next week. Good tweeting. Cheers. Whoops, just a little bit extra. I did find it. Paul Mason, P-A-U-L-M-A-S-O-N, 10538. Paul's been in Greece on holidays this week, and he sent some great shots. Always funny, worth following, and plays a lot of great music. So I'm really going now. Thanks, everybody. Till next week. Cheers.